What's up, people? I am Jason Gage. That's right. The gifted one. The talent of the show. With me, as usual, Mario Scalise. And you people, you guys at Sox.com. That's right. You people are listening to the Southside Report. This is another edition. Mario, speak on up. People want to hear you.
I'm here. It was a surprise start by you. You really wanted to get it going today, and you got the name right, because this was try number two. You got the Southside Report correct, and this is for the people of Sox Talk, although hopefully the people of Sox Talk could actually listen to this show rather soon, because the site went kaboom again.
Yeah. And people, if you want to know what happened, do not blame me. I worked my collective ass off the last 2 weeks. Especially the last 3 or 4 days when we actually turned the site off.
How many asses do you have that you could work collectively with it?
Quite a few. I borrow other people's asses. I clone my own ass, you know. I do a lot of good things.
I like it.
For the people, for the citizens of SoxTalk.com. As the governor, I got to take care of shit, you know.
Governor.
I do. And I did my work. I was up to about 2 a.m. pretty much every night, busting my ass trying to get that thing fixed and get up as fast as possible. And then, what's up? Last night, Tuesday night, it was done. 10:30 at night, and I could sleep easy. And today I had the day off of work, went to the Dodger game, had great seats, enjoyed the game, came home thinking, okay, I'm going to go on a Sox Talk, see that the White Sox have acquired Matt Kemp, or Andre Ethier, who had a 3-run homer in the game today. Or Billingsley, who started the game today. Maybe. But instead, I see database error, and I think to myself, why? What? Then I look at my email, and I see, oh, the server company may have blown the whole thing up. Nothing that I had done, people. I did my job, I worked my ass off, and they came back, and they spat at me, and now I may have to go back to a backup version and do another 4 days of this fuck fest.
It is fitting that a community, a message board of the White Sox, a team that has imploded and exploded many times this year, explodes itself. Maybe that's just it.
Yeah.
Maybe if the Sox have played well this year, this would not have happened.
Probably. But maybe if Ken Williams followed my wisdom, because I, mid-season, saw that Sox Talk just wasn't working. It wasn't working as expected. And so what did I do? I blew it up, and I tried to start over.
I like it.
And you know what? Maybe Ken Williams. Maybe he could blow it up. But no, he's starting to leak these quotes, and maybe it's just fodder. Maybe it's something he's doing to try to indicate that he doesn't have to sell. But people, baseball world isn't a bunch of idiots. They see the White Sox suck. They see we have the worst bullpen in baseball history. I've never witnessed it in my 24 years of youth. Mario hasn't witnessed it in his 25 years of youth. And this is just a joke. This team is bad. And the only way you fix things is by making some sort of change, because it doesn't magically get better. We don't have Shaq
and
playing Kazam, and bam, the White Sox are 2007 World Series champions again.
We don't have
that luxury.
And
Ken Williams has to make something happen.
And Kenny Williams says he's jumped around on this subject. You know, in the beginning of the month, he said he was going to give him a few weeks. I think they gave him, like, a particular series. And then he says, you know what? No, we're going to start making trades. And then this week, he suggests, maybe we're going to wait things out. It might be a situation where there's not –